Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals.
What's going on, Stay Ready family? It's your boy, Emeka, here. And today we're going to give a step-by-step process into getting your first multifamily deal. Small multifamily or bigger multifamily. We're going to get away from the single-family homes and focus on multifamily for a couple of reasons, right? So multifamily is just better for economies of scale, right? If you have a single family home, and you buy it, you fix it up, you get it rented, the issue is you can rent for 2 years, right? You rent for 2 years. And if you have 2 months of vacancy, you're not going to be having income, number one. You're not going to have income. Number two is that can potentially ruin your cash flow. So let's say you're cash flowing about $200 a month times 12 for 1 year times 200 times 12, 2,400 plus 2,400. I just did 2,400 times two. So let's say you're cash flowing $200 a month for a single family home, and you have two months of vacancy. And let's say your mortgage is $1,200, right? So if your mortgage is $1,200, and you have 2 months of vacancy, that is a minimum of an entire year of cash flow that's out the window strictly because of a vacancy. Because 2 months, 1,200 times two, and we haven't even got into the utilities, the taxes, and all the other things that, you know, that all the other costs that comes into it. Because we didn't even talk about the turnover. But let's say you have a duplex. If you have a duplex, triplex, quadplex, one vacancy is not going to kill you. One vacancy is typically not going to make you pay the mortgage, right? We're not in this real estate investing space to pay our own mortgage, right? We are here to provide homes, provide a nice home for someone else to live in and pay us. And, you know, we are providing a great service for them. Where else would they go? We can have typically some people have personal connection, but a nice relationship with a property manager versus a big company who might not treat everyone with the respect that, you know, a resident will want. So with that, all that being said, we want to kind of stay away from the single family for this episode because we want to figure out how to scale. We want to figure out a way to build well, jumping directly into multifamily with more cash flow, typically speaking, right? So step-by-step guide to getting our first deal. How did I get my first multifamily deal? A little bit of background, right? I started doing this thing in 2020. That's when I got my first property. Before then, I graduated college, and I thought I was rich. I worked for this Fortune 250 company. I was making the most money my family has ever made. And, you know, I got that nice apartment. I was able to cover all my bills and still have a lot left over for fun. But what I quickly realized is the hours I was putting into work, right? I was going to work, coming back, sleep, waking up, going back to work, going to sleep, coming home tired. You know, all of that made me realize that how the hell am I going to take a month vacation in Europe without having to report to anybody, right? I didn't see that at all. You know, I was putting in a minimum of 44 hours a week. And some of you may laugh or joke at that because you're putting in 60, 70, or 80 hours a week. I was putting in 44 hours a week minimum, and I was exhausted. It's not like I didn't like my job, but I didn't love it. That's not like something I would say. That's something I've always wanted to do. I want to do real estate. I love real estate. So, but before I knew that, after those tired days coming home, being exhausted, trying to go to the gym, trying to also, have fun playing videos game with friends and hanging out with friends, all that hoopla, I had to figure something out. I had to figure something out. So what did I do? I went to Google. I Googled side hustles. I found a YouTuber named Graham Steven. I found another YouTuber named Meet Kevin. And they are the ones who introduced me to real estate. I found Bigger Pockets, started listening to their podcasts. I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, and I was hooked. That was in 2019. Once I found what side hustle was mine, once I found out which one I loved and which one I wanted to do, the rest is history, right? Saved up for a year, moved to Kansas City, bought my first single family house, right? I made a goal of, retiring in 10 years and making a thousand, or excuse me, making $10,000 a month. And all I had to do was buy 10 houses once a year and make $1,000 cash flow. I quickly realized that was not the way it was gonna happen for me. After my third property, I quickly realized, number one, I'm not a property manager, nor do I want to be one, And number two, like one missed month of rent was scary for me, right? It's not like I was making a bunch. I could have covered it. However, I didn't want to deal with all the back and forth with the tenant. Tenant lost her key, or something always came up, right? The housing authority didn't pay me this month. And it's just, I got sick and tired of it, right? And then she had to go. And now I'm also another vacant, and my year worth of cash flow is gone. So that's why we don't want to focus on single family, right? But I'm also telling you my process, right? I did another one, right? I did a flip afterwards. Got in, got out. I lost 8 grand. I lost 8 grand. And why did I lose 8 grand? It's because for a flip, I've been studying rentals. I was focused on rentals, making passive income, monthly income. But when I got to a flip, I thought I could make some quick cash, but I treated it as a rental because I didn't prep accordingly. I didn't study accordingly, and I didn't reach out to the right people. Lost 8 grand. The third house, still have that house today. It's doing okay. But that was my best house, right? I found the wrong contractor to do it, right? They took down a whole wall and put it back, and that cost time. The contractor left in the middle of it. He went incognito for like a month. Have no idea what happened to him, but he finally came back. It's a horror story. It took them forever to get it fixed. I was running out of cash. I told them I'll pay you with the HELOC once it's done, if you can get it done, because you said you'd get it done at this date and it's not done. But blah, blah, blah. I eventually got it done. And after that third property, I quickly realized that, okay, something has to give. I'm putting in a lot of work. How can I scale? How can I get to my goals a lot faster? So I ended up looking into multifamily, and I'm gonna give you a step-by-step guide how to get there, right? Right? What did I do to get into multifamily? I live in Kansas. I found multifamily, found a mastermind network with some people who were living in Florida and buying properties in Florida. They were very active. And I packed my bags and I moved. Brought my wife. Did she love that at the time? She can tell you that story. However, I was willing to pack up and move and trust that my hard work would be shown, and that my hard work would get me into these deals. And now I have 26 units here in Florida. What is your step to getting into your next multifamily deal? I'm going to tell you right now. Let's get right into it. Number one, figure out what your goal is. What is your goal? Do you need cash now? You want to make a quick $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 within the next couple of months? I'll ask you, why do you need cash, right? What are you using this cash for? What is it for? Does the dollars have a purpose? Right? Because my goal is to stack cash and then put it into rentals to make my 10,000 a month. So you need to determine what your goal is. determine your goal and stick with it, right? Goals change over time. However, make sure this goal aligns with the trajectory of your life. Be real with yourself. Be real with yourself. Are you single? Do you plan on having kids in the next couple of years? You must be real with yourself when you're doing these goals and make sure you truly understand where you want to go, right? Now, what's the second step? Now that you have your goal, figure out the best real estate tool that would benefit you to getting that goal, right? So if you are looking to just make as much cash as possible, you have enough job coming in from your W-2 or whatever you do, then flips is most likely the best thing for you, right? So that would be your next thing. Find flips, right? And then that's very broad, I understand, but that's where we find hard money lenders. Reach out to a minimum of five, right? Because everyone's going to tell you something different. Everyone's going to give you different terms. So you got your goal, you figure out what tool is going to help you, and that's the flipping or what investment type class, however you want to call it, is going to help you. That's flips to get cash quickly within months, right? Now you need to find the money, right? Do you have money? If you don't have money, where are you going to get the money? We just talked about the hard money lending. You know, it's quick, typically 12 to 18 month financing at a higher interest rate. If you don't have money, we're going to find the money. You have the hard money lender. Now you need OPM, other people's money, to help you fund those deals, right? You know, you need to put down 10% and you don't have anything, or you may have 1%. Figure out people. People, figure out people who want to make money within the next year, right? That's how long the term is. And make sure your underwriting is amazing. Now we're talking about underwriting, right? Study and underwrite a deal on every single day that you possibly can, right? If you're gonna be asking for money, you have to know what you're talking about. So you should be studying the market. You should be studying the underwriting, what things are selling for, what things are renting for, all that good stuff, right? So find a duplex, quadplex that you can quickly flip and then make some money. Or let's say building cash quickly is not your thing. Our goal is to get some multifamily and build residual income. So the same thing applies. You want to look and find and study the market for all your multifamily complexes. Everything above 5 units, you need to work with a broker. But once you have your goal, figure out the tool that's going to get you there. Stack cash, do flips, build rental residual income, multifamily rentals. And right now, I am going to focus on that rental route. Right, so whenever you're looking for multifamily, let's stick to 1 to 4 for now. That's a lot more simple, right? All you have to do is go on Zillow, go on MLS, reach out to a realtor, and tell them what you're looking for. You are looking for a quadplex, and if you're trying to build cash as well, since you don't have it, and bring up and build value, you are looking for a between a 2 to 4 unit value add, meat on the bone, and you need to figure out something that you can fix up and rent out or build rents so your cash flow is maximized as much as possible, right? And then you refi and do it again. Step by step to getting your next multifamily. Figure out a goal. With that goal, determine which way you want to do, right? Build residual income, find multifamilies. Find a realtor or broker and let them know what your buy criteria is, right? So we know we want a multifamily. Now we got to figure out what kind of multifamily we want. I highly recommend finding the value add multifamily that you can fix up or increase rents and bring up the value so you can refinance, take some money out, and use that for a next property. So you need to do all those things, right? Find your buy criteria so you can tell the realtor or broker exactly what you're looking for. Because if you're looking for a needle in a haystack, typically speaking, once it shows up, you know exactly what it is and you're ready to buy because you've done the underwriting. So figure out your buy criteria. Very important. A realtor and a broker are going to want to know exactly what you're looking for. Because if you're looking for everything, you're basically looking for nothing. Once you find your buy criteria, once you realize that you want to do multifamily, you need to be looking on the market every day. You need to be reaching out to multiple realtors and brokers, letting them know that you are interested in buying a couple times a week. You gotta be somewhat annoying because then that shows everyone that you are serious about this. You're not trying to do this. It's not some fad that you're trying to do very temporarily. You're in this space for the long haul. And once you get all of that together, then it's time to be ready to buy. You have the OPM, you have the financing that you want to use, you found the property, and boom, you're ready to execute. There's a lot of other nuances that go into all the little steps I just mentioned, but once you buy the property, it's pretty anticlimactic, right? You sign some papers and it's yours. You're just beginning. One of the things that I realized once I got into multifamily is there's a lot of hype leading up to the purchase, and then the PSA, the purchase sales agreement, and then you sign in a property. And that's all good. That's all great. There is some adrenaline going. But once you close, the weight is not off your shoulders quite yet. The weight has really just got put back on your shoulders. That's where you execute. Execution is where a lot of people go wrong. Since 2020, I've seen foreclosures. I've seen people lose money. I've seen people lose their life savings. And that's because they thought that buying a property was what made them a winner. That's false. Closing the property and executing the business plan is the most important thing, right? So I just gave you a step-by-step how to get to it. And now, how do we execute? How do we execute the business plan? Well, we execute by sticking to the numbers, right? We just said that you have to learn how to underwrite. So you should know exactly what property should sell and rent for, right? So whenever you're buying this property, you need to be very strict on how much money that you can put in certain places, certain buckets. Every dollar should have a purpose. Every dollar should have a bucket, and that bucket should never overflow. Things do happen, but that's what our conservative bucket is for. Our contingency bucket is for, is not to overflow, it's to pool when we need it. We don't want any buckets of purposeful money to overflow to something that we did not plan for, because then that means we aren't executing the business plan to exactly how we want it. So the best advice I can give you when it comes to execution is stick to the numbers. Life will happen. Homeless will come. A hurricane will come. Someone might break into a window. Someone might bust something open. A tornado might come. But you should make sure that you're covered for all the possible scenarios that's true to your market. I'm in Florida, so hurricanes are very real. So we have to have hurricane insurance. That's not a negotiation. So figure out what's needed for you and budget for it. The underwriting is the most important thing, one of the most important things for you, because if your underwriting is wrong, then you don't know you're buying it right. You don't know if you're buying it, good or bad. You're just buying a deal just to say you buy a deal. So you need to make sure you are executing the business plan. That's where you become a true investor and a true wealth builder, is when you're executing the business plan. Because once people see that you can execute the business plan, then the money tends to come because people trust you. Because people know that you know how to start and finish your job correctly. People know that they can trust you with their money and that their money is in good hands in the right buckets. So the business plan execution is so important. And the best way to execute is by staying ready. Staying ready so you don't have to get ready. What end is not covered? You want to cover all your ends, right? You need to make sure that you've prepped for the hurricane. You know the market, and you know all the little nuances that you have to watch out for. Impact fees, permits, wind insurance, whatever it may be, you need to be prepared. So whenever you're going after that multifamily and you're renting out four units, make sure you execute to the best of your abilities, right? The execution is so key. And once you realize that things aren't as complicated as some people make it seem. It's really just you handling situations, you dealing with things that come your way. You want to make sure that you're not always being reactive, but life is not what happens to you, it's how you respond. So if you are executing whenever you are prepared for the unexpected, you stay ready. You stay ready. So just a quick recap, how are you going to get your first multifamily deal step by step? Make a goal. Determine what strategy, what real estate investing strategy that you need to do in order to get to that goal. Building residual income, multifamily. It's a no-brainer. Two, buy criteria. What is your buy criteria? Your buy criteria should match with your goal and should match with the investing strategy that you want. You want to do multifamily, right? So boom, you want to look for 2 to 4 units, 2 to 4 units, 2 to 20 units. Value add, enough meat on the bone to force appreciation. Number four, as you're finding this stuff, as you find your buy criteria, you're underwriting every day. Make sure that you're telling the world what you're doing and find the OPM, find other people's money. Make sure you are always ready to close other people's money. What does that mean? Hard money bank, agency bank, and private money. Private money is by far the best. If you can tell the world and always use private money, that's the best way to go. No questions asked. And then once you find that property, that's when the real work begins. Execution. Trust your underwriting. Make sure your underwriting is correct. Bet with other people, with other investors, and stick to the numbers. It is not emotional. Things are not complicated. Life happens. Life's happened to me. But as long as every dollar has a bucket and you always make sure you have a contingency bucket, you can conquer anything when it comes to real estate. Remember, my friends, always stay ready.